Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go to thefandc.com. Check out the column written by our buddy Rick Snyder. He disagrees with Danny's stance that if the Redskins move their stadium, currently in Landover, Maryland, Old Raljohn, where FedEx is located in PG County, out to Loudoun County, that a lot of the team's Maryland-based fans will become Ravens fans. Now, we debated this. I disagreed with him on the show. Rick Snyder on thefandc.com wrote a piece disagreeing as well, and he joins us now on Grant and Danny. Rick, I guess let's just open with your thoughts on that, your reaction, and why you decided to basically write about it. What was your take when you heard that?
Well, I thought it was wrong, obviously. You know, you're looking at 60,000 Redskins fans in the stadium most games, sometimes even less because opposing fans take it up. Okay, there's 6 million people in the region. Very few people, that's 1% of the people in the region, go to games. There's still going to be Redskins fans. You know, if you live in PG Montgomery, you're watching the games on TV. You're not going to say, oh, they're playing over in Loudoun now. I'm going to be a Ravens fan. Just not happening.
So the theme that I would take away, Rick, is that proximity doesn't affect fandom. Because that's my thesis. That's my crazy, ridiculous stance that you didn't like, that Grant didn't like, etc. Carolina fans, I guess that no one's ever been to a Panthers game. Teams down in Atlanta or Georgia or whatever don't go to Falcons games. We all know that's not true. Explain to me why a team moving further away from fans in Maryland wouldn't affect fan numbers at all. That's the problem I have, I guess, with your side.
Well, you're saying that fans who never get to go to games are can be switched. Is that what your stance is on that statement?
My stance is proximity affects fandom. So the people from down south, if a team moved in between Richmond and D.C., they'd become fans of that team that's close to Richmond. The same thing happened with the Carolina Panthers or otherwise, as the Redskins used to be the team of the south. Some people would stay, the diehards would, so to speak, but you know, even on our poll, for example, that has to do with your article, 25% of fans said they would. All I'm saying is a significant chunk of fans would be lost if the Redskins moved out of Maryland. They may not care, but that's what would happen.
Well, I'll agree that there'll be a few people. I mean, but it's a little different. You're talking about Carolina coming into the market. Suddenly you have a new team, which say the Orioles. There are lots of Orioles fans in D.C. that really, they switched over to the Nats because they got a team.
Right.
You know, and that's a little different than this. I mean, the Redskins are still in town. They would just be on the other side of town. And, yeah, I don't think Loudoun's a good location personally, and I think it's going to end up by the Gaylord area. But because I don't think Virginia's going to pay the money in the end when we really get down to it.
Yeah,
and training camp down in Richmond right now is a financial disaster for the Richmond, and those legislatures know this. So I don't think it's ever going to happen. But let's just play the game. If Russell has to walk all the way out to Redskins Park and he stops by the new stadium,
yep.
which is going to be an awesome thing to watch. But I just don't think people are going to give up because they don't go to the game itself anyway.
Agreed.
Now maybe a few of them will, but most people who give up on the Redskins are doing it for lots of other reasons than because of FedEx Field, which they don't go to anyway.
Yeah, I think we're in lockstep in terms of kind of how I felt about it, and I get Danny's side, but I'm with you. I disagree with it. Let's pivot to something else you said though, if you don't mind. And our guest is Rick Snyder. TheFanDC.com is where you can read his piece. Double click on this idea of National Harbor over Loudoun County. Virginia and the Redskins have been in bed together for a little while here. Bruce Allen's brother used to be the governor. He's glad-handing all the politicians. They paid for upgrades at Redskins Park, and then they swung the deal to go down to Richmond and whatever else happened there. Why not Virginia? Why don't you see them ultimately forking over the cash it takes?
Well, a couple reasons. It's a long-standing thing. Let's go back to the last stadium, which is going to be at Potomac Yards, you know, which was even closer to the D.C. line. The Virginia legislature absolutely did not want to pay for a stadium on the doorstep of the state. Now, Loudoun's farther in, you know, by what, 30 miles or whatever. But, you know, Richmond's a very different place in Northern Virginia. And now Northern Virginia has more voters. They can force more issues to come up here than they could 20 years ago. There's a big difference there. And that gives this Northern Virginia Stadium a chance. But, you know, like I said, they're really reluctant fiscally to put up, this may be $1 billion. I mean, this new stadium may be $1.5-2 billion complex by the time it's built. And you're talking $1 billion. I mean, as a Maryland taxpayer, send it to Virginia. I'm not looking for it. Because if you're a taxpayer, you're paying for a stadium that you're not going to be able to afford to get tickets to. Because I can guarantee you tickets are going to be 5 to 10 times what they are right now.
So do you believe what Terry McAuliffe said at all, where he basically said in Virginia they'd be able to do what the Chargers are doing in L.A., where you put the stadium with hotels and restaurants,
businesses kind
and
of
then
foot
they
it.
All foot it so that the taxpayer doesn't have to. You don't think it would happen that way?
Well, I think that's what they would like. I mean, Dallas is doing that too. That's the new thing. And that's something I know Dan Snyder is very interested in. And he talked to D.C. people about how he could have a land deal, you know, to do RFK and do, you know, new stadium and these other things. That is the wave of the future. That is one way to pay for a $2 billion complex. You got to do every day. You can't afford just 10 games a year. I agree with McAuliffe on that. And that's why D.C. really doesn't have a chance in this thing. I think the new one will come with other things. And Loudoun County has the land out there. They have the metro going out there. Those are positive signs. I don't believe the legislators will do it.
At Snide underscore remarks on Twitter, wrote a thoughtful column basically calling me an idiot, which I enjoyed it even
we
still.
We like that, though.
And my Twitter responses were great, and I'm getting beat up on Facebook, too. So here's my question for you and Grant and anybody else that wants to answer it. Why do teams spend any money on marketing dollars? Why do they advertise in any way?
Well, they don't really. Look at the Redskins. How much do they really advertise? Not much, you know, gratuitously. But they already have it. It's called the media. It's worth it. You know, that's their marketing budget. Their marketing budget is throwing us water once in a while. You don't see any Redskins ads around very much. They do a lot of community relations. And somebody said to me, when's the last time they did anything in Maryland? They do stuff in Maryland all the time, you know, including the stadium, Thanksgiving, and all that. But they do lots of stuff in Maryland, as they do in Virginia. All the sports teams do.
Okay, well, you know, let me rephrase then, Rick. Why do pro sports teams market? Why do the Orioles have a billboard on 295 South? Why would anybody spend any marketing dollars at any point in time?
Well, I mean, they do have empty seats. You know, it's a little different for baseball with 81 games. The Redskins are largely done. I mean, okay, we could argue that point forever. But teams only, you know, do that when they're trying to sell tickets. But tickets in the NFL is a minor revenue stream compared to TV. It's a little different in baseball. So, yeah, they're trying to extend down. I mean, Baltimore and Washington has always been kind of a battleground area. That's why, you know, Angelos didn't want D.C. to, you know, have a baseball team.
Right.
You get to Upper Montgomery County, Anne Arundel, you know, Howard. Those are both more inclined areas than they are D.C. And even in Southern Maryland, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, Ravens and still some Ravens. And I'll tell you why. 96, the Ravens came,
mm-hmm.
and the Redskins were still at RFK, and fans couldn't get tickets. And they knew the new stadium was coming, but that big waiting list was going to fill it. And so fans thought, well, hey, here's a team in Maryland I can go see. I'm going to go do it. Now, that's understandable, because they could go see the team that way. And that was the time when things changed quite a bit. And so they do some advertising. The Orioles, I don't know, is the Nationals doing any advertising in the Baltimore area? You know, I'm not sure, but
I don't think so.
I think it's pretty much, you know, if you've lived in the area, Laurel's kind of the dividing line, because people live there because one family member works in Baltimore, the other works in D.C., and, you know, it's always been that way. But, you know, you're thinking about 2/3 of Redskins fans live in Virginia. I don't know. Where'd you get that number from?
Terry McAuliffe. That was one of his quotes, I believe. The season ticket holders come from Virginia. I mean, he said that in a post article.
I think it was, yeah, season ticket holders.
Yeah.
Okay, well, politician said it. Okay, I'm good with that.
No, I'm sure it's very accurate.
But they don't lie,
Rick. He did his research.
Oh, no.
They're not going to
fake numbers.
They're not going to spin.
I really
numbers.
Don't know the answer. I don't know the actual number, because the Redskins don't reveal that kind of thing.
Right.
But there are more people in Northern Virginia than there are on the Maryland side, so maybe it's true. You know, in a perfect world, the team would go back to D.C. I just don't see a space for it anymore. You know, the last time 20 years ago when I was covering the story, it never ends. You know, Nat Spark was one of the options. That's
right.
Gone. You know, the soccer stadium spot was kind of hard, but maybe that's gone. There's a New York Avenue area site that's gone. There's nothing left. You know, the city has filled in the last 10 years. You know, D.C.'s population has gone from 420 to 670 since 9/11.
Almost seven, yeah.
There's no spare room.
Rick, thank
you. If you don't get an RFK, you know, that's the problem.
We got to jump, bud. Thank you for hopping on with us,
that's
man. Really appreciate it.
The population. Yeah.
Oh, it's exploding. The urban swell back again. It's happening.
Thank you, Rick.
Thanks, bud.
All right, guys.
Really good piece. Go to thefandc.com to read it. He is at @Snide_remarks on Twitter. Let's get the double play next. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Your Blitz at noon on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.